Well, my friends, as Steve mentioned at the start, this is a great day. This is a great day for several reasons. First of all, we've come to worship God. Like the members of the early church, they came to worship God on the first day of the week. And we are doing the same. Second, we come to celebrate the joy of the resurrection of our Lord and our Saviour Jesus Christ. For those of you who can remember, and I can only just, we had the Book of Common Prayer. And in the Book of Common Prayer, it had Easter Day and then the Sundays after Easter. But the church has changed the focus. And what we have now is the season of Easter, a season of 6 weeks where we focus on the resurrection of Christ and what it means for us to be people of the resurrection of Jesus. The third reason it's a great day is that Melissa and Katie and Tracy have come to be confirmed. When they were baptized, godparents or sponsors made promises on their behalf. Today, these three ladies have come to reaffirm those baptismal promises for themselves. They're also coming to say, I'm a follower of Jesus Christ. I put my hand up for being a Christian and living the gospel of Jesus Christ. And so, they are making this declaration publicly. And the fourth reason this is a great day, as I mentioned earlier with the kids' talk, it's Good Shepherd Sunday. Now, in the Gospel of John, there are many I am statements that Jesus made about himself. But we often refer to the seven key ones. I'm the bread of life. I'm the light of the world. I'm the gate of the sheepfold, and I talked briefly about that before. I am the good shepherd, which I read. I am the resurrection and the life. I am the way, the truth, and the life. And I'm the vine. And you are the branches. Jesus said that he's the good shepherd. We've heard that a good shepherd laid down their life for the sheep. Also, the good shepherd knows their sheep by name. And as I mentioned before, one of the great joys is that Jesus knows who we are and we can know who he is. Yes, today is about Melissa, Katie, and Tracy, but it's also about each and every one of us. It is an important day for us, for each and every one of us who have been baptized and confirmed. Today is an opportunity to do a spiritual stock take. How am I traveling with Jesus? Now, I'm going to ask each of the three ladies four promises. And those promises are important. The first one is, do you turn to Christ? Now, I want to say, if I was around when this service was being written, I would have changed it. And I would have said, do you daily turn to Christ? I would have been a bit more precise at that. Robin and I lived over in America for a couple of years. And while we're over there, I went on a men's retreat. And the bishop of the day was leading the retreat. And I remember him saying quite clearly that when you get up in the morning, say good morning to the Lord, because the day is the Lord's, and it gets you in the right focus straight away. Now, I know there are two types of people generally in the world. There are those that bounce out of bed and say, "Good morning, Lord." And I know there are those who don't bounce out of bed and say, "Good Lord, it's morning." But whether you're in one camp or another, each of us need to acknowledge the Lord each day. And so, in turning to Christ, the three ladies will be acknowledging that Jesus rose from the dead. They also know and acknowledge that Jesus has conquered for us sin and death. And also, we've opened the gate of everlasting and eternal life. In turning to Christ, we also know that we have peace, that peace which Christ can only give, that peace which we often hear passes all understanding. The second promise, do you repent of your sin? Now, when Robin and I were leaving Townsville, the mayor graciously hosted a civic reception for us. And civic receptions are interesting little events because you mingle around and you meet people. And during the civic reception for Robin and I, one of the councillors came up and said, "Bill, what's the greatest challenge in the Anglican Church today?" Well, I must say, I think it went through my mind, oh goodness, where do I start? But I did think about it for a minute. I wondered whether he was coming up with the whole issue of the Royal Commission and which the church was grappling with at the time into child sexual abuse. I wondered if he was going to get onto the topic of money. But I thought about it, and it suddenly dawned on me that sometimes you and I do not show the joy that we should show because Jesus has forgiven us our sins. When we greet each other at the greeting of peace, do we greet each other as redeemed brothers and sisters in Christ? When we go out through the doors of this place, do we go out with a skip in our beat, rejoicing that God has forgiven us? Yes, do we repent of our sins? Repent, talk about wet weather, is a bit like an umbrella when it's folded up. At the top is God. And we, as we go through life, realize that we don't do the things that we should do. And they come in two sorts. We often talk about sins of omission, that which we omitted to do that we should have done, and also sins of commission, those things that we did that we shouldn't have done. But when we get to the handle, we realize we've got to make a U-turn and go back to God. And we then live the joy of being redeemed brothers and sisters in Christ. Now, I know it's quaint, but when I was growing up, every Saturday, well, most Saturdays, our parents said to my sister and I, "Have you read the readings for tomorrow?" And there was an expectation that when we come to worship, we would be open to God speaking to us. And then they went on to three physical things about preparing for worship: clean shoes, clean fingernails, and a hanky. Now, most people don't know what a hanky is today. But the three spiritual things are: have you worked out what you're going to thank God for? Who or what you're going to pray for? And what you are going to confess. That's a part of being prepared for worship. And then we have the next promise. Now, I want to say, everyone who was baptized and confirmed before 1995 haven't made this one. And I think that's a shame. The third promise is, do you reject selfish living and all, notice it says all that is false and unjust? The fourth promise is, do you renounce evil? Evil exists. And as Christians, we are called to renounce evil. Parents renounce evil for the sake of their children. Grandparents renounce evil for the sake of their grandchildren. And Christians renounce evil for the sake of the kingdom of God. And so it's very important. So the three ladies today will promise to live as a disciple of Christ. Never forget, the word disciple means learner. And being a Christian is lifelong learning. Lifelong learning. And so, it's vital that we participate in the spiritual disciplines that will enrich and sustain us. And I will also ask you, will you follow God with all your being? And you love your neighbor as yourself. But note, there's a little time commitment here. It says, until your life's end, my life's end, and so on. And so today is a great day to be confirmed on Good Shepherd Sunday. Now, I'll partly get dressed for the occasion. I will wear my mitre. I talked about the lappets, 39:27, but also the reason that I wear this for confirmations is it reminds us of the tongues of fire that came down upon the disciples on the day of Pentecost. And I want you to remember that because of today and every other day, Christ is with you. The question is not where is Jesus, the question is where are you in relation to Jesus Christ. So that's why I will wear my mitre. Someone will hold my staff. Being Good Shepherd Sunday, I brought that one. I've got another one as well. But it reminds us that Jesus is the great shepherd wherever we go. And so, it's with great joy that we come to the confirmation now. Is that right? I better. And I suppose I should end by saying amen.